Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Digital Diary. I'm your host, Hannah Elise. First and foremost, I would like to apologize for not posting an episode last week. I truthfully didn't have anything to say. And I felt like anything that I did say would be me kind of just filling time. I don't know. I'm just going on about nothing for the sake of uploading something. And I didn't want to do that. And I am sorry. I just needed a week to kind of regroup. And this is something I kind of want to talk about today. Just how I've been feeling. I've been feeling like I'm in a bit of a rut. And I'm currently trying to escape said rut. But I wanted to catch you up on my life. I feel like I haven't had many life updates lately. We haven't just really sat down and chatted about life. So I kind of wanted today's episode to be like you are calling your long distance best friend and catching up on life. I'm just going to talk about whatever. I'm going to talk about whatever comes to mind. Just kind of let it all out. This is my digital diary. So this is just kind of where I've been at. I need to crack open a drink. I can't do anything without a fun little drink. Today's drink is Poppy. I've really been into the Ollie. Oh, fuck. I got that everywhere. Hold on. Sorry. I just spilled my Poppy everywhere, all over my keyboard. Hopefully, I think it's okay. I caught it. That was really dramatic. Anyway, as I was saying before I was rudely interrupted by myself, I've really been enjoying the Olipop cream soda lately. That's been my new, like, is that a prebiotic soda too? It's like Olipop and Poppy are similar, right? Hold on. Google. I lied. I can't Google. There is currently a Spectrum outage, so I don't have any internet at the moment, but I'm just going to go with that. I think that Olipop's also like a prebiotic soda. They're just different brands of the same thing. I like them both a lot, and I've really been liking the Olipop cream soda. I also love the Poppy Cherry Limeade, which is what I'm drinking right now. I just love having a fun little drink, and I already had a fat-ass coffee this morning. Because I'm just going to bounce around, okay? If this feels like it has no rhyme or reason, I do apologize. But this, at least first portion of this episode, I just kind of want to brain dump, talk through what's been going on, what's on my mind. And it may feel a little jumbled up, but that is what my thought stream sounds like. This morning, I went to an 8 a.m. solid core class, and this was actually my 50th class this morning. Taken 50 solid core classes, which is crazy. If you are familiar with solid core, then you know what that means. But if you aren't, there are three levels of springs. So it's 0 to 25 is the first level, and then it's 25 to 50 is the second level, and then 50 or more is the third level, the quote-unquote like heaviest spring load. So now that I have taken 50 classes, my spring load is the third, and it's the heaviest, and I'm really, really scared. It has taken me 6 months to get to 50 classes. I was really on a roll with going when I first started in January, I believe it was. I was very, very consistent, and I was feeling really good, noticing how strong I was getting, and I like genuinely noticing those improvements myself. Not only just in class, I was getting better at all of the moves and stuff, but I just felt a lot stronger, and I felt really good. And then I fell off for a solid like 4 months-ish. I wasn't going very consistent. Well, I was going like once a week, okay? Which is consistent because I would go every Thursday. And that is also consistency. It doesn't have to be every single day to be consistent. But I was doing that. And then for the past 2 weeks, I haven't gone at all. I just, as I said at the beginning, felt like I've been in kind of a little rut, slump period. Where I've really just been doing the bare minimum to keep myself going and to keep myself, you know, finishing my tasks and things like that, making sure my work is getting done that needs to be done. And I've just kind of been staying afloat, if you will. But I decided this week that I really wanted to make a change in myself, and I am filming an entire YouTube video on this, so that will be going up this Sunday. So if you want to see like an expanded version and also like a visual of what I'm talking about right now, then Wait for that on Sunday. If you're listening to this when it comes out or the rest of this week, you will be seeing that soon. If you did not know, I am a YouTuber. That's my main platform, the love of my life. I love YouTube so much, my favorite thing in the entire world. And my channel is Hannah Elise. It's just my name. So if you didn't know, now you know. You can go watch my videos if you want to. And that is one that is coming up. I wanted to do like a almost experiment with myself and really, really hold myself accountable this week. No more bullshit. Kind of just try and get myself back into freaking gear. Like getting my shit back in order. Becoming more self-disciplined. I've felt like I've really, really fallen off. Anyway, okay, so I'm getting so off the point. I'm sorry. This morning was my 50th solid core class. And this entire week, I am going to a different time of class every day. I want to try out different times and see what feels best for me and what works best for my schedule, because I know that I need to prioritize healthy habits. And that's another big theme of the video that I'm filming this week, is just trying to get myself back into healthy habits, because obviously I know they're good for me and I know they're healthy, but they take time and energy and effort. And I just have not been in the headspace or have had the capacity to exert extra effort for things like that. I've, as I said, just been kind of keeping myself afloat. But I've gotten to the point where I am so sick of the way that I feel right now, physically, mentally, emotionally. And I am the first to say that I give myself grace. If I am feeling burnt out or I'm feeling down or whatever, I will give myself grace and I'll be gentle with myself. And I still do that. That is still my mindset. Do not get me wrong. But I feel like I've come to a point in the very recent couple days that I need to do something. I need to be more aggressive. I don't know if aggressive is the word, but I'll just go with it. I need to be more aggressive with myself to get myself back on track, because if I don't hard steer right now and like really push myself, I don't think I'll be able to get myself back on track. So I'm doing some tough love this week, and that's taking a lot of different forms. It looks like me exercising every single day. I said this in my video, but I don't think I've exercised every single day since high school and since I played soccer and we had practice every single day. I genuinely don't think I have like gone to an intentional exercise setup every single day since then. So definitely challenging myself there, but I know that I can do it. And it's also to kind of take the anticipation of going to a workout class gives me anxiety. Just thinking about the fact that it's difficult, which obviously it's supposed to be difficult, because strength and growth can only come from putting yourself in difficult or uncomfortable situations. Growth does not happen in your comfort zone. I've said that time and time again, and it's so funny that I always say that and I just cannot take my own advice. But I am now. I'm putting myself in these situations every single day to make myself mentally stronger and physically stronger. That's one of the things I'm doing. The other thing is I am making sure that I start working every single day, no later than 9 a.m. The beauty and the privilege, one of many of my job, is that I work for myself and I have flexible work times and work hours. I don't necessarily have to sit down from 9 to 5 every day. I can maybe start at 10 or I can start at 11 and I can work, you know, I could work at night if I wanted to. So I can kind of have flexibility with when I'm working, but I've tried that and I've, you know, gone with the flexibility thing and I've worked at odd ass hours. I've edited until 3 a.m. I've woken up at 6 a.m. You know, like I've tried a lot of things, and I think what is going to be best for me right now is to just implement structure. And that looks like making sure my ass is sitting in my desk chair by 9 a.m. at the absolute latest every single day, so that I can start my work in the morning, not fuck around and then start it at 12 and then be done at 8, you know? I prefer to do as much as I can as early as I can, because then that frees up the rest of my day and my evenings. I just really enjoy taking the evenings to relax and not think about anything and not have any leftover tasks I need to get done by the end of the day. By the time it hits like 5 p.m., I just want to like eat my dinner, watch a show, and like read, shower, do my night routine, unwind, relax, go to bed early. I want to go to bed early. I love going to bed early. I hate going to bed at like 1, 2 a.m. because then the next morning, if I need to wake up early, I'm tired. And if I don't necessarily need to wake up early, I'll let myself sleep in. And then I wake up at like 11 and I don't like that personally. I just know I feel better if I go to bed early and wake up early. So that's another thing, just implementing some structure with my work schedule. I am responsible for implementing structure in my days. I don't have somebody else or something else doing that for me. So that is my responsibility. And it takes self-discipline to hold yourself to something that you are solely responsible for. And that is something, self-discipline is something that I feel like I've been lacking severely lately. I just let so much slide. I'm not being stern enough with myself. I think that maybe is the better word. Not aggressive, but stern with myself. Watch that be like the same fucking thing. They're similar, but I feel like stern is a little bit less harsh. I also listened to Emma Chamberlain's episode she did on her podcast, Anything Goes, about self-discipline. I think a couple or a few weeks ago she posted that, and I really, 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 really enjoyed it. Highly recommend you listen to that if this is something that you are also feeling like you're struggling with a little bit right now. It's nice to hear somebody else talk about something that you are going through and you're struggling with and hear their perspective and also hear them offer up some potential solutions that you may not have thought of before. That is the beauty of all of this. That's the beauty of podcasting and just social media and the internet. You can get such worthwhile advice and you can hear people's perspectives that you may not have been able to otherwise if it weren't for platforms like this, which is just what I love about it so much, and it makes me so happy. Anyway, okay, so that is that. How the fuck, okay, wait, I got on this topic because I was talking about my soda, I was talking about my poppy, and my point was that after my solid core class this morning that I forced myself to go to, and that was also my 50th class, which I'm excited about, I went to Starbucks and I got myself a little reward, a little treat for that because I'm proud of myself. 50 is a lot of classes and it's a milestone for me and I wanted to celebrate it a little. So I just picked myself up a fun little drink, my favorite Starbucks drink, the venti iced brown sugar oat milkshake and espresso, add 2 pumps of cinnamon dolce syrup. The absolute best combo, best recipe. I swear, if you haven't tried it yet, you should. It's so good. I love it. And I hope you will too. And a lot of people have tried it. And I just love it when people tweet at me or DM me, tag me in their stories, whatever, comment about my Starbucks order and say that they enjoyed it because it makes me happy because I enjoy it so much. Speaking of Twitter, oh my God, I'm sorry. I'm just really jumping all around. I haven't talked to y'all in 2 weeks. I feel like I have so much to say now. Twitter changed its name to X, or I guess Elon Musk changed Twitter's name to X. And I don't know about y'all, but I fucking hate it. I feel like that's the general consensus. What the fuck is, what is X? Why can't we just have Twitter? Just fucking everyone knows Twitter. Why are we doing this? Why are we doing that? It just does not. I miss the little bird icon, okay? And I know I shouldn't be this attached to a social media app, and I'm not really, but it just is weird to me, and I don't like it. Anyway, I had my coffee this morning. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. This is, if you guys are getting annoyed, I'm sorry. I'm usually more structured than this, especially if this is your first time listening to this podcast. I'm really sorry. I'm usually more structured than this, but right now this is brain dump time. This is jumping all around time. This is following my train of thought time, and my train of thought is very clearly not linear, and neither is life, so that is okay. But I had that coffee this morning, which is 4 shots of espresso. So that in and of itself, I don't need any more caffeine. But then I had a matcha also, and I got a large. So I don't know how much caffeine that is, but then there's also that. And now I'm drinking a poppy because I just feel like there's no actual reason for me to have any more coffee. I'm trying, does this have caffeine in it? It's supposed to be a soda, but it's a prebiotic soda. So is it for caffeine purposes or is it for gut health purposes? I'm looking at the nutrition facts and I don't see anything on here about caffeine, but I could literally be so dumb. I wish I could just Google it right now, but we have an internet outage. But that is a catch up. That's a bit 17 minutes later. That's a little what's going on in my brain, what's going on in my life. A few other things to note. My brother moved out. My brother's internship is over, which is crazy. Like, it literally feels like it was yesterday that I was telling y'all that he was living with me and that he had moved in and I was adjusting to having a roommate. And oh my gosh, just like that, it's been 7 freaking weeks. My parents came up this past weekend to collect him. Interesting word. To get him and all of his things and kind of move him out of my apartment. He didn't bring too many things really, but they came and they stayed the night. We hung out this weekend. It was really nice to have them here. Saturday was really nice. Not weather-wise. Holy shit, it was so hot. But we made the most of it. We went to Williamsburg to Smorgasburg, which is one of my favorite activities to do in New York City in the summer. They have them Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday in different places in New York City. I think Thursday, Friday are in Manhattan and then Saturday, Sunday are in Brooklyn. So we went Saturday to the Williamsburg one and I love going to that. It is so fun. It's basically like a big food festival that happens every single weekend in New York City in the summer. It is so fun. It's free to go. There's just a bunch of local vendors, a lot of different great food. So if you're visiting New York City in the summer, you should go. I love it. And you can go to their website for where all the rest of the locations are and the times that they run and stuff. But we did that on Saturday. It was really, really fun, despite it being extremely freaking hot and humid. So we did that Saturday. And then Sunday morning, afternoon, my parents left with my brother. And it is just Charlie and I back here now. And it feels so weird to not have a roommate anymore. It's so funny. When he first moved in, it felt weird to have a roommate. And now that he's moved out, it feels weird not to, even though I've been doing this just Charlie and I for like 2 years now. I'm like adjusting. I texted him last night and I was like, I miss you. This is so weird. It's like so quiet. I mean, don't get me wrong. It is nice. I do love having my space and having all of my space to myself. And it feels like my apartment got bigger since he left, but I'm sad. I really liked having him here and I'm happy that I could house him for his internship. I know it's really important to him for, I mean, obvious reasons. He's going to be a senior in college, so this is a really big deal and I'm happy that he chose to apply for internships based in New York City because he wanted to come live with me for a little bit this summer and be able to explore the city, get a feel for it, see if he would maybe like living here post-grad. And he told me that he really did enjoy it, which makes me so happy. So that's really the story on that. It just feels so crazy to have this place to myself, but it's also made me really motivated to keep it clean since now it is all completely in my control. And I know how I've felt the last couple months just with extra stuff in my apartment. And I won't lie, as much as I loved having my brother here, having extra stuff just always does something to me mentally. When my space is cluttered, my mind is cluttered. If I had a dollar for every time I said that, I probably would have like $15. I don't know. But that's so true. It's how I feel. When my space is cluttered and not clean, my mind just feels jumbled. I feel like it's more difficult for me to truly relax fully. So now that I've got some space back, I am going to make sure and make it a priority to take the time and keep it tidy. Just clean up after myself. If I use something, put it away. Don't just leave shit out for another time. That's how clutter builds up. And then I feel unstable again when there's a lot of clutter. That's another thing that I am focusing on this week during my hard week of being stern with myself and getting my life back in order, is cleaning up after myself and cleaning up now. Like last night I made dinner and God, I hate cleaning the dishes. It's one of my biggest pet peeves. I don't know what it is about it. I mean, I do it obviously, but I just really hate it. And it for some reason just takes forever and it just, it grosses me out. But I have to do it anyway because duh. So last night after I cooked dinner, instead of leaving things to be washed another time, I just did it. I just washed them. And guess what? I felt really freaking good when I was done. And I was able to go to sleep with a clean kitchen and, more importantly, wake up to a clean kitchen. And it is so niche, but such a joyous feeling when you walk into the kitchen in the morning to like make a coffee. I didn't make one this morning, but you know what I mean. And it's clean. There's no leftover dirty dishes. It's so nice. I hate cleaning the kitchen, but I love having a clean kitchen. Oh, I don't know if I told you guys this. I don't think I did because I did this recently. I told you, I think, that my rent renewal offer came in a few weeks ago. So I was informed of how much they would be raising my rent. And I was deciding after that if I was gonna stay, if I was gonna look for somewhere else around the city to move, like what I wanted to do. And I made the executive final decision to renew my lease for another year in this apartment. So we are going into year three, which, wait, what? Wait, holy fuck, we're going to year three. That just hit me like a ton of bricks. That's crazy. I feel like I just moved here. What the fuck? But anyway, I did do that. So that's really exciting. I am such a freaking homebody. I know some people move, and that's totally fine. I'm not obviously saying there's anything wrong with that. Some people move like every year and have lived in tons of different apartments, but there is just nothing I want to do less than pick up all my shit and move it to another place. Have to, first of all, find another apartment. In this city, it is always a struggle and a hassle and not a fun time to apartment hunt and to battle with other people in the market, like when the market's crazy, and it just seems to always be crazy. And so then I'd have to like get all my shit out of here and then find another place that I would love just as much, if not more than this. And it's like, if I don't love somewhere else more, which I feel like it would be difficult for me to because I love this place so much, then there's no point in me moving. So I decided there's no point in me moving because I feel like no matter where I went, I would just keep thinking about this place and missing it just because I love it so much. So I decided to renew my lease once again. They did raise my rent, but it was really not by much at all. So I am happy about that. I mean, I would have been happier if they didn't raise it at all, but let's be so realistic right now. This is New York City. They know I'll pay it if I raise it because other apartments around the area are charging that and more. So if I don't pay it, someone else will. And that's the hard truth. So, I mean, now I'm going to be the one that's paying it because I love this place and I want to stay here. But huge win. Very excited for that. Year three of New York City loading right now. Now to completely switch topics from that 180. I have been in this phase lately of feeling like everybody hates me in social situations. Wow, the whiplash that I also have from going from a really exciting topic to this. But I want to be so honest with y'all because I know I'm not the only person that feels this way. And I'm not even the only person I know that feels this way. But I want to talk about this because I feel like this is a universal feeling. I think everyone, well, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe some people have never felt this way, that people were annoyed with them or that their presence was annoying or that their friends hated them. I don't know. Maybe some people have never felt that way. And if that's you, then God, I envy you. But for those who have and who do, I hear you. I hear you. No matter how outgoing and social and bubbly and whatnot someone can seem online or whatever, they could still be struggling with this internally. And I am an example of that. I feel like when I post things on social media from social gatherings and outings, I'm posting the highlights. I'm posting the happy, fun memories because, first of all, those are what I want to remember. I want to remember the happy, fun feelings and vibes and memories that were shared and made in that moment. But I also don't want to post that, like, I got home and I felt like everyone hated me, even though that is sometimes a thought that occurs to me. And in the last couple weeks that I've had my rut, it's been an all-over rut. So many different things I've just been feeling kind of down in the dumps about, and this is one of them. When I would, first of all, enter a social situation, I don't know why, but I just felt like my energy was off. I don't even exactly know what the root cause of that was, because it's not like anything had happened that put me in a sour mood. I just felt like my energy wasn't as good as I wanted it to be, because I want everyone around me to leave hanging out with me and be like, I liked her. She was fun. She had good energy. She brought something positive to the environment. You know, I never want to leave people with the feeling of like, oh, she was, you know, she was in a pissy mood, or she was this or that, anything negative. And that is what I fear when I'm in social situations and when I leave them. I overthink myself, what I say, my energy while I'm there. And then I continue to overthink it once I've left the situation and like gotten home. I will just mull over it in my head a million times and never get over it. And I just like convince myself that everyone hates me and I'm a nuisance, and I just like annoyed everybody and my energy sucked and I brought the vibe down and everyone would have had more fun without me. This is a constant battle and thought process that I experience. I also think I am a people pleaser in some aspects. Definitely not all. I know how to stand my ground and put my foot down and not let people like walk all over me and shit on me. But in social situations, I am such a people pleaser. I am constantly thinking about how my energy is coming off, and I'm constantly thinking about what I'm saying and what I'm going to say next and how to sound cool and how to sound like easygoing and how to just basically make myself the most agreeable and make it so that I'm easy. I'm easy to be around and everyone feels that way and everyone loves me and whatever. I feel like it's not all the time, but there are just times where sometimes I really, really think about what I'm saying and how I'm saying it and coming off and all of that, because I want to leave an impression on other people that I'm cool or I'm chill. You know, I'm like, you know, she's chill, she's easygoing, she's go with the flow. I don't ever want to be somebody that others are gonna like turn to their friends after I've walked away from the conversation and be like, she's annoying as fuck, or she's dumb, or I hated what she just said, or anything like that. Any negativity I try to avoid. I try to prepare myself so that I don't give those vibes. But at the end of the day, I'm realizing if other people, like the way that people perceive me, like, is it my fault? Is it my responsibility? I think what my responsibility is to just be myself and be kind and try to have good energy. And if I, for some reason, feel like I'm not in the best mood or my energy is a bit lower, just make the most of it and make the best of it. And maybe even be honest with the people I'm with and be like, hey, you know, I'm kind of feeling a little out of it, a little down or whatever. So if I seem off, that's why. But, you know, still try to bring positive energy as much as I possibly can. It's my responsibility to do my best, whatever that looks like. And for me, that looks like being kind, being considerate of others, being like having a good time and giving the best energy that I possibly can at the time. If I'm doing that and people are perceiving me otherwise, or people are perceiving me negatively, still, that's out of my hands. because I've done all that I could do. And that's something that I need to accept. But as a raging people pleaser in social situations, it is really difficult for me to accept because I want to control the narrative 100%. I want to make sure that everyone likes me and that everyone doesn't find me annoying and that everyone likes to be around me, when in reality, I can't control if other people think that way because I can't control what other people think at all. If people want to leave a conversation with me and turn to their friends and say something like, oh, she's annoying, or just comment about anything that I've said or done or anything about me in a negative way, I can't control that. My fear of that has caused me to try to just be the most people-pleasing that I can be, the most agreeable that I can be. And I've just been overthinking that way more than I've been present in the situation, in the moment, to have fun. I'm more worried about how other people are perceiving me and are going to perceive me than being present and enjoying what I'm doing. And I will say this is not all the time. This does not happen every single time I'm in a social situation. If I'm with certain, there are certain people that when I'm with them, I don't feel this way. And I know that those are my people, you know, like I shouldn't feel like I need to be 100% like on my game all the time with people who are my people because they love me either way. And I know that and I'm secure in that. But I'm talking about situations where it's like maybe some people I don't know as well or I'm not as close with, things like that. I just want to leave a good impression and I try so hard to control everything that I do in order to kind of try to control how others perceive me. But the problem with that is that it's impossible to control how others perceive you. And all you can do is just try your best to be a good person and be kind, and you owe it to yourself and I owe it to myself to be in the fucking moment and not be in my head. Because when I'm in my head the whole time, I blink and then it's 4 hours later and the social situation is over. And any good memories, they're overridden by the fact that I was just overthinking myself the entire time. When also, who fucking cares that much? Who is paying as much attention to myself as I am to myself? Nobody. Like, reality check, no one is doing that. It's so funny. I talked about this in a previous podcast episode about how nobody is actually giving as much of a fuck about you as A, you think they are, and B, as you are about yourself. You are your own harshest critic. I am definitely my own harshest critic. I mean, shit, I just went on for 10 minutes about how I try to be a raging people pleaser to control how everyone perceives me. Are people even perceiving me that much in the first place? Probably not. Probably not, because everyone is more worried about themselves than everyone else. And you know what? As much as I am trying to people please, other people there are probably also trying to do the same thing. They're probably thinking the exact same thing about themselves. I love having a podcast because I can just talk about this shit out loud and I come to realizations that I hadn't thought of when all of the thoughts were kind of just sitting in my head, jumbled up. I hadn't made sense of them yet. Speaking them out loud, hearing myself talk helps me a lot to just figure out things I hadn't even thought of before. I love podcasting. That's one of my reasons why I love it, among others. And that's also why I like journaling. I can't even really say this because I don't journal a lot, but when I do, I notice that that really helps. Just getting your thoughts out of your head in any way that you can helps you to make sense of them and to maybe even have some epiphanies, little mini ones, like kind of like I just had live and on air. I now want to discuss some of my faves and least faves at the moment. I was with a couple of my friends earlier and one of them asked my what was it? Something in pit of the day. Peak. My peak and pit of the day. And I want to do that right now, but kind of like what have been some of my favorite things and least favorite things as of late. Let's start with least favorite because I want to end on a positive note. Number one, one of my pits as of late, if you will, is the humidity. But the good thing is that that has subsided substantially in the last few days. Thank God. But it has been absolutely brutal. Like, humidity in general, I just don't fuck with. I don't know why anyone would, but walking outside of my apartment, like taking one step out of my door and just feeling enveloped in moisture is not a great feeling. So that has been a pit in the last couple weeks, but a peak to go with that is that the last few days have been so much nicer and more comfortable outside, and it's making going outside a lot more enjoyable. And I know it's very important to get outside, feel the sun on your face, move around and stuff. It's just difficult to want to do that when it's muggy as hell and you can't walk outside for like 3 seconds without sweating from every single crevice of your body. Another pit that I have not been enjoying is the fact that USPS lost my package, and not lost in their minds because they said it was delivered like 2 weeks ago. And I don't know who they delivered it to or where they put it, but it is not here. It is nowhere that I could have received it. They did not deliver it to me. I don't know who they delivered it to, but it wasn't me. But the problem is that they said it was delivered. So if I'm saying it's not, they're like, well, it was. Like, it was marked delivered and we delivered it. So, like, too bad. Which is frustrating. So I filed a request thing, like a missing mail search a couple weeks ago. And they came back to me and they were like, the results of your missing mail search show that the package was marked delivered. Like, no fuck. No fuck it was marked delivered. I know that. I looked at the damn tracking. Of course I saw that it was delivered. And I also saw that it was not at my fucking apartment. It was not delivered to me. I don't know where y'all put it. You could be more specific, but you did not deliver it here. So now I have to wait another 5 business days to file a claim because my package was an order and it contained a second battery for my camera, and the battery was $70. $70. So if I don't get this package, which I don't know where the fuck it is, and it's been like 2 weeks, so God knows where it could be at this point, there goes $70. At least I'm hoping that doesn't happen because I'm going to file a claim in 5 business days when I'm finally able to, because the package was insured up to $100. I'm just worried because they said it was delivered. I said it wasn't. So it's kind of like me versus them. But I don't, it's just like you could deliver, you could put it on the side of the road and say it was delivered. So like if you could at least be more specific, I could tell you what happened, but I don't know anything. So that's annoying as hell, especially considering it was $70 and I need that battery for my camera. And I needed it 2 weeks ago when I ordered it. And when it said it was delivered and isn't here. So my worry is that I have seen packages in my building to completely different addresses. Like the number on the package that is sitting in my building is not the number that is on my building. It is another building. And they get delivered to my building. I don't know why or how when it's just not the same building that is on the address of where it needs to be delivered. But that happens often. And I'm worried that that happened. And it's like, if you see that in your building and it's not your address, what are you supposed to do? So I don't know. It could be really anywhere at this point. God only knows. But that's been irritating, not gonna lie. But it's okay. It's okay. I'm just manifesting that it will work out and that the insurance that is on my order will pay off and I will get my $70 back. I think those are the only two that I had to mention. Now let me talk about some things I've been enjoying. Number one, I just tried this for the first time today, but I need to talk about it. And it is the Milk Makeup Hydro Grip Primer. You've probably heard of this or heard it talked about before. It's very popular. And guess what? Guess what? I agree. Shock. I agree. I tried it. And to be fair, I've only used it once. Okay, so maybe take this with a grain of salt. I will continue using it. But I put it on today under my makeup just to try it out. Because I know, like, when I go out of my apartment in the summer, even if it's not ungodly humid, I'm still going to sweat. I sweat when it's winter. So there's always going to be sweat on my head, sweat on my face. My, like, sweat will drip down my face and my makeup will just kind of look like garbage. And so I decided to just try this out. I wore it under my makeup today and I got back 4 hours later and my makeup still looked pristine. I was floored. So I'm really, really, really excited about this primer. I finally started using it. I got it sent to me from Milk, which was so freaking kind. Another thing that I have been enjoying, and by have been, I mean I bought it today, used it today, and I don't know how I lived without it, is the Patrick Ta Major Brow Lamination Gel, I think it's called. I just read that off the thing, so I think that's what it's called. But I have been in search of an eyebrow gel that actually holds my eyebrows up, because usually I'll put on an eyebrow gel and they fall like 10 seconds later and then they just look like garbage. And this shit is like glue. Same with the Hydro Grip Milk Makeup Primer. They're like glue. My eyebrow, it literally felt like I was putting glue on my eyebrows, and I'm okay with that. Oh my god, it's so loud outside. What is everyone doing? Oh, there's a helicopter. Oh, that's an NYPD helicopter. Is everyone all right?
This is a note from me while editing. I wanted to quickly interject here and tell you that it was a car chase all around Manhattan. That's what the sirens and the helicopter were. So, yeah.
So I've been liking those two products. And by that, I mean I used them once and I feel good about them. But again, I will keep you updated on my thoughts. I mentioned the Olipop cream soda at the beginning of the episode. That is another huge favorite of mine lately. It's just been hitting the spot. I could honestly make an entire episode about some of my current favorite things. I feel like there's always new things that I'm finding that I really enjoy and that make my life better. Little things. Doesn't have to be anything crazy. But just little, like, makeup products that I find help my makeup to look better, or drinks or food or whatever that I enjoy, or clothes that I enjoy. I could make a whole episode on that because I could sit here and talk about it for ages. Okay, I thought of another one. Specifically, the fragrance Balinese Coconut by Nest Fragrances has been an absolute fan favorite lately. I wore it today. Every time I've worn it, I've gotten compliments. I put it on today and I, like, took out my little roller of it to reapply, and my friend immediately was like, it smells good in here. And it was just my little roller of that fragrance. It is unbelievable. It smells so good. I recently added it to my bag that I bring around, my bag of stuff that I kind of carry with me at all times. If you haven't seen my what's in my tote bag video that I posted on YouTube a couple weeks ago, then that's what I'm talking about. I recently added this little roller to my bag, so I take it with me everywhere now. But I just pulled it out today to reapply and I got a compliment immediately. And I love it. It smells so good. I love wearing it because I kind of, like, I always smell it on myself and I'm like, wow, that smells so nice. So, very much love that. I'm drawing a blank. I can't think of anything else, but those are a few things that I've been enjoying lately. Just wanted to throw that in there for fun, I guess. I don't know. I think I'm finally out of things to say after almost an hour of just rambling on about everything under the sun. I think I finally let it all out. So I think I'm going to leave you with that. What exactly that was, I don't know. I don't know. But to me, this felt like a long distance friend catch up phone call, updating you on my life, talking about how I've been feeling, things like that. And I hope that it felt like that to you also. That was my goal. I am usually more structured than this, as I said, So if this is the first time you've listened to me, if you're still listening at this point and this is your first time listening, then you are a real one and wow, I appreciate you. But I try to be more structured. But sometimes you just need a brain dump and it feels good to get thoughts out. People's train of thoughts are not linear. They just aren't. And that's real. That's honest. And that's what I'm here for. Okay, I'm gonna go. But I love you so much. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Digital Diary. I will be back next week with a brand new episode. It's going to be the third installment of Dear Diary, which is my little advice session episode that I do every 10. So next episode is the 30th episode of this podcast. It's very exciting. I'm going to post a little question sticker on the Instagram, Digital Diary Pod, on the story. So can send in your questions. I think I'm going to have a themed episode this time. I have a specific topic that I feel like giving advice about. I'm going to ask for some questions related to that, and then that will be next week's episode. I will talk to you then. I'm very excited. I hope you have an amazing rest of your week. Love you so much. Thank you for listening, and I will talk to you next week. Bye.